Good morning, girls. It's Monday, and welcome to the Happy Housewives Club podcast. This is another exciting day here from my kitchen. It's beautiful. The weather is about 70 degrees here. This is a perfect day for me. I love autumn. I'm all psyched, all pumped to start taking out my Halloween decorations because I'm really a witch deep down inside. And I have another witch that I know with her curly hair. What are you going to be for Halloween, Dana?
I'm going to go out on a limb and be a mom.
I'm thinking that I'm going to wear my Happy Housewife outfit with my apron. What do you think? And walk around town like that? That'll be cute. But yeah. I'm really freaked out a little bit today. I woke up and I'm watching the news again and listening to the spinach scare.
Oh, yeah.
It's nothing bad is happening over here in New York, but what about over at where you are in Michigan? Is anybody sick?
Yep. There were a few cases reported in Michigan over the weekend. So, yeah, it hit us, too.
All right. Well, you know what? Parents, you all know not to buy this bag of spinach. However, what happens if you go out to eat and they have used that spinach? But I think by now all the restaurants have stopped using the spinach, don't you think?
Yeah, I would think so because it was so widespread. I think everybody just started yanking it right away.
But the bigger thing is that everyone needs to know this. The reason we are having problems with the spinach and the E. coli on the spinach leaves is because we are using feces to spray our crops. Everyone has got to call their local representative. Get on the phone. Look on your computer. Find out the numbers. Call your local representatives and complain. Do not use sewage sludge on our crops. I mean, this is what's happening, Dana. We are using sewage sludge, the sewage water, to spray our crops. Oh, my phone's ringing. Let's see who this is. Real Life with Darla Shine. Hello? Hey, hon, I'm doing a podcast. Everyone say hello to my husband.
Hi, Bill.
I'll call you later. Bye. That was my husband checking in.
Aww.
Seeing what's going on. But I emailed him before and I said, can you call me? And that was like at 8 o'clock, so now it's almost 10 o'clock. He's finally called me. But I wanted to talk to my husband about the fact that we have a sprinkler head that's broken and the water is just going straight into the air like, you know, an open fire hydrant. And I have no idea how to shut the sprinklers off.
Oh,
well. The automatic sprinklers, they're on like a timer.
Yeah, there's got to be a box somewhere in your house, I would think.
No, I know. Well, I know where the box is, Dana. I'm not that incompetent. But it's on this timer and I don't want to screw up the whole timer. But this is past, you know, that water just went, you know, up in the air and it just, you know, was like that for like an hour because it took my husband 2 hours to call me back. But anyway, so back to the sewage sludge. Dana,
yes.
This is like a third world nation now, America. We are ruining this country. We're doing all the disgusting, horrible things that they did in the third world nations that we as Americans never wanted to happen. I mean, think about it. We are spraying our crops, American crops, with sewage water. It's disgusting. It's disgraceful.
And I was just thinking, as a kid growing up in Montana, I remember them being in the fields. The farmers and the ranchers, a lot of the times, would just recycle the cow manure and the horse manure and do it that way. But I'm wondering, even then, like they talk about this avian flu. Okay, so let's say the farmers and the ranchers take all the bird poop and use that to fertilize their fields. Wouldn't it have similar effects? I mean, wouldn't we be susceptible to some of the same diseases?
I don't know, did you read on the forums that I just read an article that the avian flu is like a big hoax?
Where did you read that?
I read it on some website, and I'm trying to find where I read it from, but they're saying that it's not as big of a threat as they made it out to be. Well, look, all of a sudden, the whole thing has disappeared. That it's, you know, it just – this particular website is a holistic website that I read it on, and they're saying that isn't it ironic that it was during flu season when they wanted everyone to get their flu shot, and now it's coming up on flu season again, and there's one of our moms on the website said, are you going to get your flu shot? And you know what? I'm not getting it because 2 years ago when nobody got the flu shot, remember, when it wasn't available?
Yep.
We had the lowest case of the flu in the history of the United States.
Yep. I'm totally behind you on that one. I I only got the flu shot. I only got the flu shot once in my life, and it was when I was pregnant with my youngest. That's the only time. I don't think it does any good. I think that we are given far too many immunizations and far too many shots, far too many antibiotics. And our bodies were created, if we treat them right, to be their own defense against certain things. And
right. If you build up your immunity, and if you're strong and you take your vitamins and you eat healthy foods, fresh greens, not spinach.
Not spinach right now.
Not right now, even though, come on. Fresh local spinach from your local farms is fine, ladies.
And it's good.
Don't get scared from the news. It's the bag spinach coming from the factories. But if you go to your local farms and they grew spinach, I just bought spinach yesterday from my local farm here, and I ate it, and I'm fine. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not worldwide. It's just what's coming out of the Midwest crops and going through the commercial farmers. But your local farmers are fine.
Right.
And unless, you know, you live and you're buying it from a commercial farm. I'm talking about your little local, you know, side
the
by the road
stands. Yeah.
Yeah. But so anyway, so I made spinach. We all survived. We eat healthy greens. And this is the best defense you have. I never got the flu shot. My kids aren't getting the flu shot. I never gave it to them. And really, what's so bad about getting the flu?
I never understood that.
It doesn't suck. Yes, it's not so great. But are we going to get a shot for everything?
And that's exactly my point. It's like, it's okay to be sick. I mean, it's, you know, it's a good time to kick back and watch TV.
Well, listen, but, people die from the flu. Yes, they do. But I think that we're going overboard. And I think that everyone being scared about there not being a flu shot 2 years ago, and then all of a sudden we have the lowest rate of the flu, it says something.
Mm-hmm.
It says something. So anyway, back to this website. The point of this guy, what he was saying is everything was just a hoax to boost up people, you know, running out, getting the flu shot, getting medicine. I don't know if I believe that. I don't know what to believe, but I do know this. I haven't heard about the bird flu in a long time.
I know.
What happened?
I don't know. And I had posted a while back ago, because my husband works for the state of Michigan, and you know, the state will send out stuff to the employees for employees only. But I read it, and it was talking about the instances of bird flu and in the state of Michigan and stuff. And it's possible. I mean, anything's possible. But I don't see it being the worldwide pandemic that they're talking about. I just don't see it.
Well, if it was going to be this worldwide pandemic, what I'm saying is, you know, it was – wasn't it rapidly happening? How come it just died down? What's going on?
I don't know.
I don't know. But I'm looking at this magazine that I get. It's called Women's Health. And I really believe it's a good magazine. I think that everyone, if you have some extra money to spend, $13 a year, I think that you should get this magazine. They have all these great tips on how you can work out from home, what you can do to eat healthy, the latest information on organic foods, and, you know, how to get your groove back in the bedroom sexually. And, you know, our moms are a bunch of horny maniacs. Are you looking at them on the internet? Everything leads to sex.
Everything.
Everything leads to sex. And I'm going to have to put out, a book on this, because there's such a myth in this country that it's the men who want sex so much. But really, it's the women.
It's so funny. I feel kind of sorry for any of the new ladies that are joining our forums. And I just really hope that they don't click on that board right away, because it might scare some people off.
It might scare some people off. But no, I think that it doesn't scare anyone off. You know why? Because women in real life don't talk about these issues. Mm-mm. Everyone's hush-hush, acting all fake and, you know, la-la-la. But that's why they come to the website and they let loose. So,
and, you know, on that, I was going to say, you know, my mom, growing up, she always wanted my brother and I to have a healthy sexual attitude, except I think my mom might have taken it to the extreme, because her and I get going sometimes, and it makes my husband blush.
Don't even go there. I can't deal with the whole mother-daughter, like, talking about sex issue. Don't forget, deep down inside, I am still an uptight prude.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry.
I get very uptight. My mother didn't talk to me about anything.
No?
I had no idea about – when I – one day I went to the bathroom and peed, and there was a big bush of hair there. I was hysterical. My mother never told me that was happening, that was even to be expected. I thought I was turning into like a man. The only hair I ever saw like that was under my father's armpits. I was freaked out. And then my boobs started to grow. This is a true story. This is why I'm flat-chested, ladies. In the fifth grade, when my little boobs started to sprout, you know the way girls, you get a little bump under your nipples? I was horrified. I took duct tape and wrapped it around my chest as tight as I could every night, and I would go to sleep like that.
Oh, my gosh.
Can you imagine? I did that for weeks on end when I was in fifth grade. I never told my parents. In the morning, I would rip it off. Is that sick? But this goes to show you the fear of a little girl who had no idea that she was going to start, that this was going to happen to her body. And I was a tomboy. I didn't want that to happen to my body. I didn't want boobs.
Wait. You were a tomboy?
Not really like a tomboy. When I was in high school, I became a real priss and was into the clothes and the fashion. But when I was in fourth and fifth grade, yeah, I was not, you know, I was, you know, running around and riding my bikes and climbing trees and, you know, that's what the kind of kid I was. And when we were children, they were not like the kids today. My daughter already at age five is a hoochie mama, dressing up and acting all prissy. When I was, you know, a kid, I acted like a kid. I mean, mm-hmm. We were climbing trees. I think I was a bit of a tomboy. I remember even as a teenager taking my car apart and changing the oil on my car. Yeah.
No.
I changed
way.
The oil on my car, girls. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
And I am proud of that because I can do anything. And I'm raising my daughter that way. I can do anything. I can go out and work. I can come home and cook a dinner. I can take the car apart, put it together. Yes. I am proud of all that.
I am just awestruck. I just cannot picture you, Darla Shine, changing the oil in a car.
My skills never end. And this is why, this is one of the gripes I always have, because I'm always saying, you can be a feminist, you can achieve anything you want, but you can still be a mom and raise your family, and you could choose to do that, and it's perfectly acceptable.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't mean that, you know, if you're home raising kids, that you can't do anything else. Who is better suited to do everything than a mom, a stay-at-home mom? We can do anything.
Yep.
I could take my house apart right now and rebuild it if I wanted to. But I was raised that way, Dana. When I was a kid, and probably like you were when you were a child, my father, my parents taught me these skills, which mm-hmm. nowadays I think the kids are also spoiled. Nobody's learning anything like that.
I agree. I totally 100% agree. Yep.
You know, I could go out there and build a little house in my backyard. When I was a kid, we were building forts and I was using hammers and nails. And my son can't do anything like that. And yep. I have to teach him. I said this summer that I was going to build a tree house with him in the backyard. I never mm-hmm. did it though.
Oh.
But that's on my list of something. I have to teach him this. He needs these skills.
Well, and, you know, I was raised the same way. I mean, my dad always said, you know, I want you to learn these things so that you can take care of yourself if you need to. Right. Just if you need to.
If you, you need know. To. What if you're, you know, you pull over in the middle of the night with your children and you have a flat tire? What mm-hmm. if your car breaks down? I'm not saying I'm going to get out there and change a flat. No. Hello, girls. I'm calling up the assistance, you know, on my cell phone. But if it came down to it, I could do it.
Yep.
I could.
Yep.
You know, and these things you need to know. You need to know how to survive. And back, this is why I want you to get Women's Health Magazine, because they actually have tips in here. There is a book, You Can Do It Yourself. You can do it. That's the name of the book. It actually was written by a woman right before she died in September 11th. She died in one of the airplanes that crashed. And I don't know if I should say crashed, right? Is that the right word you would use for that, what happened that day?
That's how I would probably say, yeah.
But anyway, right before she died, she was putting together a book, and her family finished the book and put it out, and it's called You Can Do It. And it's, you know, little tips for women and advice on how they could do everyday basic skills, just like what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know women who will call in an electrician to change a light bulb. Are you kidding me?
Oh, that's so stupid. I hate that.
You know, but I have to say, as I'm getting older and I have more money to spend, I am doing less than I would have done years ago. It's true.
Well,
it's true.
It's one of those perks.
It's one of the perks of life. What's the point of me being a best-selling author if I can't spend some money and sit back a little bit? But so back to this Women's Health magazine that I want everyone to get. There's inside the magazine, there's a tote bag that I think is great. It's a breast cancer tote bag. Have you seen this, Dana?
No.
We're going to have to put it up on the website. You know, it's like a pink and white tote bag, and when you buy it, some money goes to obviously breast cancer research, and it's really cute. But again, if you get this magazine, I don't even know why I'm promoting it so much, because I don't get a free copy. I'm paying for it.
I was going to say maybe we should contact them to advertise on our site.
I think that you should do that. I think you should do that. I think it's a good idea because I'm always endorsing people, and what am I getting for it in return? And another thing I want to endorse is Taekwondo. I think all women should learn how to defend themselves.
I have a really good program that I do to defend myself against, you know, attackers, especially males.
What is it?
I'm being facetious. It's called the knee to the groin. You're right. You're right. I think Taekwondo is a really good program to learn, and it's not just about being attacked. It's about learn. It's cool because you learn what your body can do.
Well, you know what? I took Connor Saturday to his first Taekwondo lesson, mm-hmm. and when I was there, I saw they have all these programs for women. They have this mom's program where it's during the day, and you know, it gets you physically fit. You're kickboxing and doing Taekwondo and all this other physical activity, which is great. But also, it teaches you skills. What if you're in the parking lot of Target at 10 p.m. at night and somebody comes up to you and tries to shove you in the car? What are you going to do? I'll tell you, I am like a little bit afraid to go out at night now with the children. I keep thinking like someone's going to hop in my car or pull me out of the car. I am becoming a little paranoid, I have to admit.
Mm-hmm. And I think rightfully so. I mean, look at you just got to read the news. Did you, and this is off topic, but like that woman who answered her door and the lady asked to use the phone and the lady ended up slashing her throat. Stealing her baby. It was in Missouri. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's on MSNBC.
I saw that. Wait, don't promote anyone else but Fox because my husband works at Fox.
Oh, sorry.
No, seriously, I saw that, but did the woman die?
No, she's recovering. She is recovering. She was able to, ladies, get this. This woman had her throat slashed, and she was able to walk, I think it was 300 yards to the neighbor's house to get help.
Why didn't she use her phone?
I don't know. Oh, her phone wasn't working or something like that.
All right, but, you know, this sounds like a story of this woman knew someone. This is like a Lifetime. This is going to be on Lifetime, you know that. They're going to recreate this in like 1 month.
Yep.
They recreate all these trashy, horrible scenarios. But Lifetime actually did a movie like that where the mom, this woman was a waitress, really cute lady working in a restaurant, and she had a regular customer who couldn't have a baby, and she knew the due date. She went, she cut the woman's stomach open and stole the baby. Did you see that show?
I didn't see the show, but I remember hearing about that in the news. Well, on Fox News, yeah.
They base all their stories on, you know, Lifetime, not all of them, but a lot of them on these Lifetime events. And what's, you know, truth is stranger than fiction. But anyway, this woman that you're talking about, they slit her throat. Was that a white baby? Do you know?
It is a white baby. Yep.
Yeah, you see, yep. this is what's really is sick, is that some people, I mean, it's terrible, but women get so desperate when they can't have a baby. Mm-hmm. That they could resort to something like this.
Yes, I know. I don't understand it. I don't. Women can get kind of loopy sometimes.
Women can get loopy, and women can be their worst enemy. And I want to talk about that tomorrow, girls. We have to go. But why are women constantly, I can't even understand why women are constantly judging each other, you know, being mean to each other, pushing each other away. We have to join together. This is nonsense. We are our worst enemy. I don't know why. We have to fix that. But we're going to have to talk about that tomorrow, Dana, because we went over time. This podcast soon is going to be like 4 hours. And I know, moms, listen, I know you want music. I'm going to add all that in. As soon as we change servers and I get my act together a little bit more, we're going to have music. We're going to have guests. Right now, we've been pretty much playing and having fun and getting our feet wet and making sure all the technology is down. But, you know, I guarantee you within the next couple of months, this is going to be a real radio show. It's going to be the real thing. It's going to be very
Woo-hoo!
Exciting.
Yes.
So we're going to have guests and we're going to do some really fun things. And it won't just be, you know, us chit-chatting so much. We'll have maybe it would be nice, Dana, if we could bring on some celebrity guests. What do you think?
Yeah, Matthew McConaughey. Because
right.
he's hot.
Matthew. I want Tyler Florence from the Food Network. I'm going to call him up and get him on the show.
Okay.
Do you know who he is from Food 911 and How to Boil Water?
No, I haven't watched that show.
Oh, well,
you know who I like is Alton Brown. I love him.
Alton Brown. Do you think he's gay? Do you think he's hetero? He has a wedding band on, but he seems a little bit gay to me.
He seems a little gay, but he is married. I know he's married. Well,
to a girl
of course
or a
that
guy?
To a girl.
How do you know?
Because I get on his personal website. I think it's like AltonBrown.com.
And is there a picture of his wife there?
You know, I don't know. But his production company, it's him and his wife. It says that in his bio. But what I love about him is he is so, so practical. I mean, if you don't need to buy it.
Who cares about him being practical? I'm talking about strictly being a hunk.
Oh, well, then that's not him.
I want Tyler Florence on because he is totally hot and he's cute. Who cares about anything? I could cook myself. I could be practical. I want a stud in the kitchen. That's what I want. I want him to come here and cook with me. Tyler Florence, I'm inviting you to bring your crew here. That's what Food 911 is. They go around, that's my idea. He stole that from me. You know I take credit for every good idea that there is out there.
I know you do.
And I'm taking credit for that because like 5 years ago I pitched a show based on that premise. So I am taking credit for that. And my title was Food 911.
It was not.
It was. Just like I have Mommy 911 on the website.
All right.
But you know what? Listen, everyone has the same ideas, I guess.
I know.
I'm not the only one coming up with this stuff.
You're a trendsetter.
And really, 911, I didn't invent that. I can say, honestly, I didn't invent that. But anyway, for all of my girls who are listening who aren't totally disgusted that I'm so full of myself, if you still want to stick around, tune in tomorrow for more fun. Dana, have a good day.
You too.
Okay, bye.
Bye.